This is Daily News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, which helped millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions, to be insured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling by a 7-2 vote. The justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty, but that requirement became less impactful when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police used stun grenades and skunk water to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. And Iranians began voting on Friday in the presidential election, tipped in favor of hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast earlier today, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in a presidential election that sparked months of violence and left more than 3,000 people dead. Gbagbo was extradited to the International Criminal Court at The Hague in 2011 and spent 8 years awaiting trial on war crime charges. A judge acquitted him in 2019, saying prosecutors had failed to prove their case. Prosecutors appealed the verdict, but a court upheld it in late March, clearing the way for Gbagbo to leave Belgium, where he has spent the past 2 years. Zambia's first president, Kenneth Kaunda, has died at the age of 97. Kaunda served as the first president of the Southern African nation of Zambia after it gained independence from Britain in 1964. He held the post until 1991. Kaunda remained active after his retirement, campaigning with HIV/AIDS organizations as an elder statesman in his country and the region. The United States is investing $3.2 billion in the development of antiviral pills for COVID-19 and other viruses that could spark new pandemics. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made the announcement Thursday at the White House briefing as part of a new initiative called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics. Pills for COVID-19 are already in the development stage and could begin to become available by the end of this year if clinical trials are successful. Pharmaceutical companies AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Roche have begun testing antiviral medications in pill form. President Biden signed legislation Thursday, making June 19th a federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery of African Americans, June 19th, 1865, the day known as Juneteenth, when slaves in Galveston, Texas, learned they were free. President Biden said the 12th federal holiday is, in his words, a day of profound weight and power. It is the first new federal holiday since Martin Luther King Jr. Day was